We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
All right, Nikki, Nintendo sent us a copy of Puzzle Dragon Z and Puzzle Dragon Super Mario Bros. Edition.
So two games?
It's two games in one, and it literally is two games in one. You start it up, and it's for the 3DS. I don't know if I mentioned that. And you go left to play Puzzle Dragon Z. You go right to play Puzzle Dragon Super Mario Bros. Edition. Now, here's the deal. Game comes out next Friday, but game's kind of already out on your phone. So if you want to get a vibe for what Puzzles & Dragons plays like, you can actually download it for Android or iOS. But this is a special version of the game where the gameplay is similar, but you're playing with characters from Super Mario Bros. If you want to. Or you can slide over and play Puzzle Dragon Z. And it's like the Puzzle Dragons game experience, but imagine that someone took it and put it in a blender with Pokemon.
Oh, I mixed it up.
because you are a dragon trainer that goes out and collects various monsters as you are busy saving the world. You know what? It is basically a match three game.
So like, the traditional type of game that you'll find a lot on iOS or Android?
Yes. The hook is... Well, what is the hook? Like, the hook kind of lies in the metagame. As you're winning different games, you're collecting eggs, you're collecting items that lets you upgrade the dragons that you have on your team, or in the Mario Brothers case, like the Goombas or Luigi and Mario, like all these different characters that you collect over time. You can level them up. You can feed them to each other, which you don't really feed them, but you know, like say you want to level up Mario, you can take a Goomba and you can combine them and Mario gets their experience. And so Mario levels up.
Let's think of word partnership.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, overall the game is very simple, but that's part of the appeal to it is you open it up, you play a couple of rounds and then you're done.
So does that cross over? Because a lot of times I'm really into mobile games because they are so simple.
Uh-huh.
You really can just pick it up. Does that cross over to a 3DS game?
It does. The only thing, and one of the things that's supposed to make it unique is one of the things that I got a little tired of. Like, I spent a bunch of time with Puzzles & Dragons Z, and there's a lot of story in it, at least at first. Eventually, it turns into just a lot more dungeon crawling, like basically playing the game. But man, the setup for the story, after a while, it was just like, shut up! Get me to the game!
Easy yeller.
Yeah, you know. I'm also lonely. So I was yelling at the 3DS, and then eventually you get through that.
You get through and you can just play.
And you get into the setup. I felt like, and some people have disagreed with me, but I felt like the Super Mario Brothers edition of Puzzles & Dragons that's in the game, it has less story. It is faster for you to kind of get into it. I felt like it was harder. Because Puzzles & Dragons Z, I felt like maybe it was just front-loaded to be easy, but I felt like it was way easier than the phone game was. I felt like Puzzles & Dragons, the Super Mario edition, I felt like that felt a lot more like the phone game in that it was more difficult. Like, I kept dying. Like, I hit a point where it was like, whoa, do I need to level up? What do I have to do here? So the hook is, like, on your phone, it's a free-to-play game, so they want you to do microtransactions. The Puzzles & Dragons Z, Puzzles & Dragons Super Mario Brothers, you just pay up front, and that's the way that works. It looks like it's $30. I don't know. It depends on where you snag it. It doesn't come out till next Friday, so that would be Friday, May 22nd. I'm going to keep playing it.
I can remember. Were you a fan of Puzzles & Dragons?
I played it on the phone for a while. And then what I actually ended up doing was deciding like, it's coming out on the 3DS. Instead of kind of getting into the phone game, I'm just going to wait.
Sure. Gave it a break.
Yeah. And so I kind of put it down and was waiting for this 3DS release. And you know what? I'll have to say, overall, I like it. It's simple. It's fun. It's kind of a pick up and play kind of game.